on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on?
What's up, Randy? Welcome back.
Well, I was here last week, wasn't I?
It's like a blink. I blinked, and I feel like I'm back in the same spot.
I know. It seems like it takes forever, and then all of a sudden, bang, here we are again. Action-packed show, scheduled to be on the program today, fighting Saturday night, Phil Hawes, Randy Brown. BKFC is also Saturday night. Fighting Saturday will be Tom Schoaf. And then... some guy by the name of Ryan Bader.
Oh, yeah. The great one.
Gonna have he fights next week.
Does he have a fighting nickname?
But, Ryan Bader? Darth.
Darth.
First and foremost, our thoughts. I wanted to say prayers, but not everybody prays. So, you know, whatever. Goes out to the family of Justin Thornton. We were there when that happened. We knew it was bad when it happened. And he passed away. I guess it was yesterday.
I think it was, the 4th? I think it was October 4th, 2 days ago maybe. But yeah, just tragic. I mean, we were literally standing feet away. You know, and how many times have we done interviews with fighters and they talk about how they're willing to go out on their shield and they're willing to leave everything behind and the winner, you know.
I still disagree with that statement.
Well, yeah,
just
I mean,
so you know.
But they're
not willing to die. But they understand they could die.
I think a lot of them say it to be they believe they're willing to die, but they not they
it's
aren't
easy
really
to say that, right.
They're not really willing to.
I'm willing
die.
To get on your GNAT. I'm not really going to do it, but I'm willing to do it.
But yeah, I mean, we saw the consequences of the combat sport. I mean, yeah. What risk there really is.
It does kind of put everything into reality. You know, with a guy on the Book of Face the other complaining about money and, you know, that, you know, fighters are going in there willing to die over money. And I said, well, let's be real honest. There's no amount of money worth dying over. So, yeah. You know, as you continue to complain about you're not getting paid enough or whatever, there is no amount of money that I'm willing to go die for, first and foremost. And I didn't want to get into it with this guy too much. He's like, I train with fighters. So what does that mean?
Right. We all do.
I guess I can say I've trained with arguably one of the best welterweights of all time.
Matt Hughes.
Matt Hughes kicked my butt.
Not really. He just sat on you.
Well, he didn't wouldn't sit on me, but yeah.
But it's tragic. But let's be honest, though. I mean, how many kids pass away on the football field every year? One just recently, locally, just collapsed on the field and died. You know, so any sport at a high level is a risk. And, you know, obviously in combat sport, it's more frequent injuries, but this is probably the worst that I can remember in a very long time.
No, it's and you are right. It's brought to the forefront because it hasn't happened. But you're right. It happens in football fields. You know, it happens. I was at a boxing event. UFC 37 and a half was during the day. And that night there was a boxing event and someone passed away. So I don't want to make light of it.
Right, of course.
But I think that a lot of people are kind of going a little crazy. It's awful. I'm not trying to belittle it. I'm not trying to anything. So please, I'm not trying to say that. But people are kind of going overboard. Will BKFC shut down now? Will BKFC go bankrupt now? And no, I mean, it is a tragedy and everybody is upset about it, but there's nothing that you can hold BKFC responsible for, or even for that matter. And, you know, I was discussing it with my son earlier. The commission, everybody's saying, well, he shouldn't have fought the guy he fought, his record, this record. That's not, you know, the promotion.
Right, of course.
It got sanctioned by, you know, the athletic commission.
So I just Googled Wikipedia. It says list of deaths, injuries due to boxing. The following is a list of injuries sustained during boxing. In February of 1995, it was estimated that approximately 500 boxers have died in the ring or as a result of boxing since the Marquis of Queensberry rules were introduced in 1884. 22 boxers died in 1953 alone. So, and you're talking about padded gloves, so, you know, obviously bare knuckle is more raw and more real, but is it?
It is a tragedy.
It
is a tragedy
all around.
All right, let's kick it off.
Yeah,
head out to Las Vegas. Another, I love this every Saturday. You know, back in the day, it was once every 3 months, once every 4 months.
every week.
It's every week, and I absolutely love it. Let's go out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday night, and welcome for the first time, Phil Haas. Phil, how are you?
Hey, brother. I'm always good. How you feeling?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Another fight week. Is it the same every time, or do you try to mix it up a little to get through the monotony of what's going to be the next couple days?
It's a little different this time. They the UFC opened up the bubble, so we get to travel around and sightsee a little bit. So I'm definitely fortunate that the UFC granted us access to go see things. So, yeah, it helps break up the monotony.
Now, will you go out? I know that I've always asked, you know, said this to the athletes in the past, that it's a work week. You know, it's not vacation. But then once you were in the bubble, how different it feels that you can't do it. So now that you can, will you?
I think one of the best things about fighting, one of the pros is that when you travel and you go to these places, you get to go see and admire the culture, like when you go overseas and things like that. It is a work week, but we do get some downtime after you cut weight and things like that. It's always good to soak in nature and just become with the universe, you know, before you battle. So, I definitely plan on traveling and seeing things, sightseeing.
Of course, you're in Las Vegas. I'll just throw this story out real quick. Everybody knows about it. I've covered the UFC since UFC 11. And when the UFC went to Rio, I was in the famous car with Dr. Davidson and Chris Lee, who's one of the judges, when we kind of got shook down by the police. Now, granted, that's Brazil. Dude. It's not Las Vegas. But still always be careful when you're out and about.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Geez, I didn't know you were in that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, it was they pulled us over and they said that they had intel. We stopped for gas. You know, we went and picked up Dr. D and Chris at the hotel. I was staying at my trainer's house in Rio. And we got gas and we got pulled over instantly. And they said they had intel. We were buying drugs in the favela, you know, which is ridiculous. And then my buddy made the mistake that said, no, I'm driving some of the UFC people. And then the police's eyes got big and they stole a whole bunch of stuff out. But at least we got out of there. Everything worked out. We're all still doing well. So do you watch other sports? Do you follow other sports?
Yeah, I follow a lot of combat sports. You know, it's hard to watch too many other sports because I'm so dedicated to this craft and there's so many martial arts in this craft. You know, MMA, you know, there's jiu-jitsu, soccer, kickboxing, Muay Thai, you know, so I usually stick to the combat sports, but yeah, I watch football, like Super Bowl and college football, and like the big games, I would support the Venus Sisters and stuff like that, so yeah.
When you're watching a combat sport, whether it's mixed martial arts or kickboxing or whatever, can you watch it as a fan, or are you always watching it to try to pick up something that will benefit you in an upcoming fight?
Man, it's tough. That's a good question. I find myself trying to watch it as a fan, but I'm always picking up little tools and techniques, you know what I mean? Like, I love Nicky Holstein. He fights over there at ONE, and my teammate Ong Lau, he's really good. I always pick up stuff from these guys. You know, I try to watch as a fan, but it's hard not to, like, okay, that's really cool. I want to take that and put that in my arsenal, you know? So, yeah.
It is totally different. I'm a judge here in the state of Florida, and, you know, I tell my co-host, Matt, that, you know, when I watch as a fan, I'll purposely look away for a couple seconds.
Why?
Judges 5 minutes. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm listening. Oh, so you look away so you don't turn into a judge, you're saying?
Exactly. So if I look away, because like if people say, what did you score that round? If I didn't watch the entire 5 minutes, or in amateurs, the entire 3 minutes, I can't tell you because I didn't watch the entire 3 or 5 minutes. So if I look away on purpose so that I can put in the back of my head I'm not watching as a judge, and then I can sit there and kind of watch as a fan and enjoy the fight, you know, as a fan, not as a judge. So it is difficult.
Yeah, that's a cool little technique. Yeah, I like that.
Let's get to know you a little bit. One of my favorite questions, at dinner for four. You're going to invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be anybody from the gym. It can't be, you know, your trainers, your managers, any of that kind of stuff, because that would go without saying. Who would you invite over to just kind of hang out?
Man, that is an awesome question. I guess I got to invite you over because you started this dinner. You invited everybody, you know what I mean? You made this thing happen. So I'll take you. I'll take Muhammad Ali. Wait, that's two. Who else do we got? Can I take Jesus? Can Jesus come?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So Jesus. I'm pretty sure he's got some cool stuff to say.
You would think.
What's up?
No, I said you would think that he would have some good, cool stories.
Yeah, and then the last one. Man, that's a tough one between I'm gonna go with Cope. I love his drive and I love his his mentality. So he's got to be Kobe Bryant.
Okay, perfect. So there is your four, and I've met two of the three. So obviously we know which one I haven't met. So that is interesting. So let me ask you this, and I'll tell you why I'm asking it. I ask a lot of times if you could get one piece of memorabilia, absolutely anything that's ever been out there in the world, what would you want to add to your house, to your apartment, to your collection?
Dang. My world title belt, that's what I want. I mean, let me get that. I think that'd be nice. Okay. I mean, if we're just picking things, that's all. I want my world title belt. I would like to add that to my mantle.
We'll put that. The reason that I brought it up to you, and like I said, we do bring it up a lot. I was doing an NFL radio show in the Tampa Bay market, and I had a guy on, Leonard Wester, who is going through to be a minister. And I asked him, he goes, I don't collect anything. And I kind of pushed it, and I said, no, you got to get something. What one piece? And he said, and nobody's ever said anything like this, he said, Jesus's sandals.
What? Dang, that's
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's awesome. Not that's good. I'd love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Hey Phil, so look, I'm a big nickname guy. I'm a big proponent.
Be careful.
I know, well hold on. Hear me out. So in the UFC we discovered last week the number one nickname was Pitbull, followed by The Great, and there's four fighters that used the nickname. You go by Megatron. And there's another Megatron out there, Calvin Johnson. He's 6'5", 236. So in a street fight, who wins, you or him, for the title of keeping the nickname?
Come on. Is this even a question? Where's Calvin Johnson at? Let me see him. Let point me at him. He knows I'll win that. Megatron's my name. You know, I like it. You know, it's fitting. I'm bigger in person, you know, so it's definitely my name.
I'm going with the fighter over the retired football player.
There you go. Thank you. I'll take that. My man.
There you go.
Well, plus, he trains down in South Florida at Sanford MMA, and you guys train with legit top-level killers down there. I mean, what, Burns.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we're up here in Tampa Bay or right down the street. What is in the water down there in Sanford? Everything is blowing up with you guys.
Yeah, man. I just think it's the environment, the coaches set around us, you know what I mean? I think Greg, I think Tommy, and you know, and we got so many OGs in the game. We got guys like Robbie, we got guys like Rory, we got guys like Rumble, Tyrone Spong. You know, when you got a tutelage of guys and so much knowledge in one place, there's no way the younger crop of guys can't get better, you know? And we're just going to keep turning people out and getting world champions. And I can't wait until I'm at the forefront of that and I'm getting my title shot like Burns did.
Phil just said all the guys that I've seen their very first fight.
Yeah,
you're showing how old we all are.
But you've known those guys when they were like contenders and wanted to be a star and hoped to be a champion. And that's what makes Randy the OG of the UFC. is that he's been there since day one.
Okay, enough on that. Phil, give me your thoughts on your opponent on Saturday.
I think Deron, he's a tough wrestler, but like you guys know, I'm a tough wrestler, you know what I mean? And I get it done in the first. I think I can get him out of there first. I'm going to put pressure on him, and I'm going to break him.
What are you thinking as you're walking to the cage? And is it the same thing every fight, or is it different depending on crowd, no crowd, where, you know, what city you're fighting in, who the opponent is? What's kind of running through your mind?
Man, nothing really, just to have fun, you know. I train so hard in practice that I don't, when it comes to fight time, I don't expect myself to do anything I don't do every day. So it's simple. I'm just thinking, hey, this is just practice, and we're just going to do what we do. And if you see me on a daily basis, you know I'm a beast. You know I'm the man. So I'm just going to go out there, and I'm going to be the man.
Speaking of being the man, you know, I always look at, you know, colleges or high schools, and I always like to look for alumni, and we'll get to an alumni with you at Iowa Central. But like at Alabama, they're known for college football. At UConn, they're known for women's basketball. What is it like being the man walking around the campus at Iowa State?
It's not bad. It's not bad. But, man, it comes with a little shield, you know what I mean? Like, when you walk around, you got college power in your ears, you got the wrestling shirt on. People look at you a little different. They know you're a different breed, and they know you got work ethic. So it's definitely a pleasure and a blessing to have been an Iowa State alum.
When I looked up Iowa Central, and I know that you know most of this, some other alumni there, John Jones, Kane Velasquez, Colby, but Ty J. Armstrong, who was a tight end and still lives here in Tampa Bay, is an alum, as well as the American Idol winner, Matty Poppy. I don't know if you knew that.
I definitely did not know that. That's awesome.
I like pulling these little things out, and it always kind of brings it home. It's, you know, where everybody thinks this world is so big, but it is kind of small. Here, Ty J. Armstrong, tight end, Tampa Bay. You know, we're national, but based in Tampa Bay, and it's an alumnus from Iowa Central, so it's kind of cool. Final two questions for you. Funniest, craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
Funniest, craziest thing happened to me? Dang.
Maybe nothing.
Yeah, I don't think anything. Maybe one got cut and I saw blood on the floor, and I was like, am I bleeding? Like, maybe just having that little like thing, like, I don't know, like, you know, that's all I could really come to my mind. I don't know.
Just set aside. That is kind of cool. Phil, what can the fans expect to see when you get back into the Octagon Saturday night?
They can expect to see vintage Megatron Bill Hawes. You know, just trying to finish fights and knock people out.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, you know, have a lot of fun. Enjoy yourself on Saturday. I know we got your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, as well as a box of Odd Socks. And I don't know if you're into this, which is, you know, movies and wrestlers. And it's one of the coolest companies out there. So if you get a chance, go to oddsockofficial.com and look through all the socks they have. And let me know, either let the girls know in PR or just shoot me back something on Twitter, which ones you want. We'll send those to you. And if not, they'll just send you a box and enjoy them when you get them.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'm big into that.
We appreciate your time. Awesome. Have a lot of fun on Saturday, Phil.
I will. Thank you, bro.
All right. Bye. Take care. Phil Hawes gets awesome. Back in the Octagon on Saturday. Good stuff.
I love it, man. I love it. And Sanford's doing something right down there. They're putting them on the map.
They are blowing up.
You know, crazy.
Which is good stuff. So, all right. I know we're a little bit over, so let's go hit this break. Got a lot of stuff to get to. Randy Brown coming up here shortly.
Co-main event.
The return of Darth Vader, better known as Brian Bader, and BKFC, and you said that he was on the GNET, so I'm sure we'll talk to him about it. Your local ninja, Tom Schoff, all that ahead. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Save me from this prison. Only you can save me now.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live
from the dungeon. What'd you think of the Bucks game Sunday?
Bucks game, I liked the buildup. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was blown up too much.
It was overly hyped. Or just a regular season game, absolutely. But you have at home, and I think I saw some meme. It's like how pathetic it took Tom Brady 22 years to beat all NFL teams. But I think it was just the dynamic of going home, of where you built your legacy. I mean, six championships in that building or with those with that team with that organization.
Yeah, a lot of emotion going on.
So from the human component, I was a fan. The gameplay was sloppy. It was raining. It was not a good game. They should have lost. It came down to a field goal.
Hold on a second. You novice, rookie, amateur.
Oh. Okay. Well, me or the guy behind me?
No, you.
Oh.
To say they should have lost because Nick Folk missed a field goal, Suckup missed a field goal as well. So if you're going to say, well, they coulda, shoulda, woulda if Nick Folk lands the field goal, same with Ryan, who is normally pretty automatica.
There's only one automatica.
Have you seen his TV commercial?
Yeah, with
when they
the,
show him
betting?
As the Cowboys? Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I love Martine. Martine is the best.
He is.
But you know, it's one play. So I don't agree with you that they shoulda, coulda, woulda. But what Scott Bradford posted on his Book of Face, when the Bucks went up to New England a couple years ago, their field goal kicker missed two or three field goals that I believe if they would have all been made, they woulda, coulda, shoulda won. Guess who the field goal kicker was?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
And that's why kickers should get more respect. The games always come down to the kicker.
Absolutely.
It always comes down to the extra points or the field goals, you know, and they don't get any respect.
Well, you know, spread it out a little bit more, not just those kickers, the punters as well.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, there was a bad punt where typically, you know, he's down at the two-yard line. So I've been to the practices. I remember back in the day where there was like the evil redheaded stepchildren. It was Martine Gramatica and it was Mark Royals. And they were over in the corner and everybody's like, let's make sure they don't sneak out and go to Dunkin' Donuts. But, you know,
Did you call Gruden a redheaded stepchild?
No, I didn't say Gruden.
Oh, he's Gruden. He said a group of.
A group of.
He said, really? Don't call him a redheaded stepchild.
No.
Be nice to Chucky.
I like Chuck.
How is Chucky?
3-1.
Out in the what do they call the fan club out there, the Raisinets?
I don't think so. But I remember when I went to go cover the Bucks when they played in Oakland, and it was like a dream of mine. Of all the things that I've done, that was, you know, in the top whatever, you know, as a closet Raider fan, because I just like the image. If you know me, you know I like the Raider image. The I'll get in your face, I don't care who you are, that kind of stuff. I was very disappointed when I went out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If you want that, you go to the Vet, you know, which is no longer here. I'll be in Philly next Thursday to cover the game. That's that attitude. The Raiders were like, hey, brother, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
What's
new? Bunch of hippies out in Oakland. Right. Like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, oh, don't hit them that hard. It's
pick them up. Help them up. So, yeah, I mean, that was back in the day. But the Las Vegas Raiders, 3-1. Looking decent. In a tough division, but we will see how it plays out.
Sure.
But, yeah, very, very happy that the Bucks were able to pull that out. But let's be honest, okay, because this was a talk as well. Let's say Nick Folk kicks the field goal.
Yeah.
It hits the uprights, doink, and it goes in instead of out.
Which it should have.
All right. Do you not think that Tom Brady would have pulled that out still?
The win?
Yeah, it was like a minute left. You don't think he's going to drive down 40 yards and then Ryan kicks the field goal?
It's possible, but
it's not possible. It's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
The only thing Tom Brady can't do is sell me a Subway.
Well, because he doesn't need bread.
Yeah. I still think that's the stupidest commercial.
Yeah, if you sell a product, you should believe in the product.
I agree.
Like best salespeople. Your dad was a professional salesman. You know the sales world. If you're selling vacuum cleaners or cutlery or cars, you got to believe in what you do.
You're right.
And if you don't eat bread, how can you sell Subway?
I agree with you.
It's a crazy commercial to watch him fumble with a piece of bread.
but it is kind of funny, and again, it's kind of like, you know, we've talked about Peyton Manning and how, you know, Peyton was always, you know, that Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity guy until he went on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know, and then you saw a different. Well, you see after the throwing of the Vince Lombardi trophy that, you know, one of the Subway commercials, when they go to cut him off, he's like, but I'm Tom Brady. I mean, to me, it's classic.
It is. But at the same time, do you really think Peyton Manning was that squeaky clean image? I mean, coming out of college, he had a lot of controversy about his antics in the training room and with female associates, you know, trainers. Like, he already had a black cloud around him.
I went to an event. It was called the Players Grill in Orlando.
Okay.
It was Peyton Manning's rookie year.
Okay.
There was another quarterback's rookie year that year, Ryan Leaf.
Oh, the Leaf before he started breaking in a home.
And
I mean, that guy was like doing like so crazy stuff.
All the rookies are in there, and even more to the story, which is kind of funny because of what I'm involved in. I don't care if you're involved in it, but what I'm involved in. So this guy comes running by, and who I know, who played on the Buccaneers, and a fan yells out, "Hey Warren, can I have an autograph?" And the guy goes, "I'm not Warren." And he goes, "Yeah, you are Warren. Come on, will you sign this?" Well, it was Chidi.
Okay.
So they're trying. Come on, Warren, will you sign this? And Chidi's like, "I'm not Warren," which is kind of ironic with, you know, some of the stuff that's gone out. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, and I'm going to make up time because I don't remember. I don't remember waking up today, but thank God I did. So let's say that it started at 7. At 7:30, one of those two quarterbacks was still in the building,
okay,
and the other one was gone.
Uh huh.
And the one whose parents were there left. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, but it's all about building up a perception and your team and your management team and keeping that image clean, you know. So.
Well, you know, clean is one thing, but, you know, having that image, I think Peyton Manning is bigger now
than when he was back then. For sure.
Like this, and I think they're on hiatus because they overworked. Sunday, I think it's Monday night games, Peyton and Eli are on ESPN2, yeah. and they're just talking and goofing off and stuff, and it's fun to watch.
For sure.
But you wouldn't have expected Peyton, the football player, because, you know, he was so devoted and – but now that he kind of spread his wings a little bit, then, you know, he's doing all these commercials.
Are you surprised he's not coaching? I mean, he was such a general on the field. He's such a great brain. You surprised not to see him on the sidelines?
No, he's having much more fun doing what he's doing. And speaking of fun, this Saturday, a lot's going on back in Las Vegas. It's Saturday, so all that can mean is a UFC fight. Let's welcome back to the program my brother with the same name, Randy Brown. Randy, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing, Randy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How have you been? It's been a while since you've been on. How's life?
Life is good. Can't complain. Everything's smooth. I'm ready to kick some ass.
And then you get to do what you do best on Saturday. Now, this, I believe, is your 11th UFC fight week. How do you pass the time, and is it the same every fight week, or do you try to kind of change it up a little bit?
It's all the same at this point, man. At this point, so I'm all used to it. We just kind of just take it as it comes and just chill. Not really a routine type thing. We just train and chill in the hotel room. If we got to go get some food, we go get some food. We just kind of just play it by ear.
When you're hanging out and, you know, off your feet and, you know, you and the team and the guys are, you know, whatever, doing, you know, in the room, are you playing, like, video games? Are you watching TV? If you are, what are you watching? Or are you... Do you try to stay focused on Saturday, or do you try to kind of put it in the back of your mind so you're not dwelling on it for the next 4 days?
No matter what, it's going to be you're going to be dwelling on it here and there. But you know, it's on your mind, but it's not on your mind. But for me, I just game. How's
everything? I'm sure the more that you try not to think about it, is the more you do think about it.
Yeah, so it's nothing you can really do, man. All the focus and all the time put in is it happened already. You knew you had a fight coming up two months prior, so you had all the time to worry and do all that stuff, you know. So now it's out of my control. All I can do is control the things that I can control, and I'm just chilling, man. I'm having fun enjoying fight week, and when the fight comes, I'm able to do what I need to do. So that's all. I don't really think about it too much. So to answer your question, I'm not thinking about it too much, bro. I'm just chilling.
Just trying to chill to get through it. All right, that works. What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened either to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight? Oh, well, not in the UFC, but I remember one time I actually was in a fight. I gotten taken down, and as I'm taken down, I look over at the promoter. We make eye contact through the cage. He looked at me. And then it was just a weird moment where we both kind of just shrugged our shoulders. Like, he looked at me like, how the hell did that happen? And I was like, I don't know. I answered. That's awesome. I actually was like, I don't know.
That's awesome. I love it. What do you watch on TV, whether it's, you know, fight week or like in 2 weeks from now, you know, you're chilling in the house? And I mean, is there certain things that are your go-to things to watch that you don't have to like concentrate, whether it's game shows or whatever?
I play video games, so I'm like just now I played a little bit of some boxing royale type game. I was playing like a boxing game, and then after that I watched a little bit of random stuff on YouTube, like complete random shit, you know. And
stuff. He said ship. Just for those listening, he said ship.
My bad. That's all good. Dollar and jar. Hey, if you watch my show, you know I curse a lot, man. My bad, I can't help it.
Oh, I know. But, you know, and I always tell my producer that so many, you know, there's so many shows out there that are not still on FCC radio, so you have to always let people know, FCC, FCC, FCC. But it adds to it because it's more fun that way as well. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I think he's good. I think he's powerful. I think he's durable. He's a guy that's looking to close the corner and close the distance and try to just throw bombs, man. He's a warrior. He's looking to fight. So I can describe him as a tough guy coming forward.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking in the middle of a fight? You know, a lot of times people say yes, and then there's a lot of times people are like, I'm just reacting. I'm just, you know, doing what I do, and I try not to think. Which category do you kind of fall into?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, you don't want to be too empty. Well, majority of the time I am empty. I'm not really thinking about much. I'm just flowing and letting my training take place. But there is parts and times where you really have to calculate and you really have to say, okay, read patterns of something the guy is doing or, you know, or listening to your corner and stuff like that. But for the most part, you're just doing what you do and what you've been trained to do. But if the guy gives you something, you got to be looking for it and open to take an opportunity.
Hey, Randy, first of all, I love the nickname, you know, Professional Brain Shaker. I think it's awesome. I love it. But my question is more about, you know, I know the UFC is talking about building a performance institute in Africa. We know they have them in China and Mexico, and they're building them around the world. You know, what is it about Jamaica that makes the fight game so explosive and so powerful, like, you know, you and Aljamain? Like, what is it about that culture?
Hey, don't forget Eve Edwards.
We know everybody's fast down there. We know the, you know, Usain Bolt and the Olympics and everything else. But what is it about that culture that makes such great fighting and great fighters?
You know what it is? I think it's just athleticism and then just the fact that, you know, there's a lot of struggle, you know. And, you know, as we know already, you know, universally, struggle brings fighters, you know what I mean? It breeds fighters. So I think that a lot of Jamaicans, they're looking for another outlet other than just running and sprinting. So now that they're starting to pick up fighting, you're starting to see a lot of different fighters and different athletes come from out of Jamaica.
And don't forget the bobsleds, too. You know, they push bobsleds down there as well.
Yeah, they do.
I think that was just a thing they made up.
You know, every time that I go cover, whether it's an MMA or a UFC or a Super Bowl or whatever.
Hello?
And do you collect anything outside of, you know, your UFC fighting career?
I lost you. It says every time you cover, and then I lost all that.
Yeah, I was asking about, you know, memorabilia and collecting, and I'm just curious if you collect anything, you know, other than, you know, your UFC gear or whatever. Is there anything that you tend to collect?
Oh, I collect heads in the octagon.
This is the best.
I'm going to say it has something to do with the first name Randy. That's all.
Could be.
Yeah. So how many heads have you collected so far?
Well, right now, I'm 14 and 4, so 14 heads.
14? So 14. That's classic. I'd like to ask this so that fans can get to know you a little bit more. You're going to have dinner at your house. Four people you're going to invite over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be any, you know, fighters. It can't be fighters from the gym. Well, it can be fighters. It just can't be fighters from your gym and, you know, people that you're with on a regular basis. Who would you have over for dinner just to hang out and talk?
Four people?
Yeah.
Oh, man, four people. Shoot. Let's see. It may not be people that y'all know. Dead or alive, right?
Yep, dead or alive, real or fictitious.
Hannibal Barker. I don't know if you know of Hannibal Barker. He's a Carthaginian war general from back in the day. He's from Cartha. He invaded Rome at one point. You know, he's supposed to be one of the most greatest war generals, the strategic war generals of all time. So definitely him. Afro Samurai, because I'm a fan of Afro Samurai. who else? Let's see. I don't know.
Well, we'll leave it at those two because nobody's going to touch either one of their food or yours. So, you know, everybody's food is safe.
I mean, Will Smith is pretty funny, right? Everybody loves Will Smith.
All right. So those three, and we'll let Matt show up so he can serve. Whatever.
Yeah.
Randy, what can the fans expect to see when you get back in and do what you do on Saturday?
You can expect a good fight, man. You can expect a good fight between two guys who are just trying to feed their family, man, and put in work. So that's it.
How does you know, I've asked a lot of fighters this, and I kind of make fun and a joke about it, but it's really true. So I had a fight with my older brother when I was about 17 or 18, and I still dislike him. How do you have a fight? You know, I know it's your job and it's just business, but how do you guys go and do that? You know, you fight and then 2 days later you could be talking or, you know, you're in the back taking pictures. What kind of mindset do you have to do something like that?
Well, it's that same emptiness we spoke about, man, before, you know. It's all business and you do it so much, you know. It's a form of bonding in a sense, you know. You share something special with that person regardless of what it is, you know. When it comes to fighting, you know, it's so raw that it's just one of those things, man. It's all business. It's all business, and you share a special connection once you let it all out in the octagon with somebody, you know. So maybe
I should just have another fight with my brother and then get over it.
Hey, you could, but hey, it doesn't work out like that all the time. I mean, obviously, you've seen my last fight. You know, we fought and it was beef. So sometimes it's beef, sometimes it's not. But it's
right.
Personal.
I got you.
It's just the game. We're trying to feed our families, bro, at the end, make some money.
I'm looking forward to Saturday night. I can't wait. Randy, thank you for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, as well as a box of Odd Socks. And you need to check them out at oddsocksofficial.com. If there's a certain pair of these socks that you want, you know, shoot me an email and I'll make sure you get them. If not, they'll just randomly pick some to you and get them in the mail to you today.
My man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Have fun on Saturday, Randy.
All right, I will. Take care.
I'll take care. That's the Randy Bond.
The cool run-ins, the Jamaican bobsled team. I mean, it was actually a real Olympic team in 1988 in Calgary.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but they weren't sprinters like the movie indicated. They're actually recruited from the Army from Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah. So.
They just happened to be sprinters in the Army.
Yeah. That's all. That was great, man. Like, and I love his take collecting heads. You know, Sugar Sean O'Malley's collecting souls.
Yeah.
So
it's good. It's, you know, especially when you throw something like it, a question like at them, you know, and to come up that quick.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of times like doing this, this radio show. The show ends, and like 20 minutes after the show, I'm like, you know, I could have come back with this line.
Oh yeah, that's every week,
some, right?
Yeah. And a professional brain shaker. I mean, if that's not on his business card, I don't know what is.
Well, we need to get him some business cards. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we will shut down hour number one. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, I always say the beach, like change the liners and get new liners. Jason no longer with the band Chicago, but I will always run that liner.
Because that's your boy?
Yeah.
Well, we should change, like, the intro to the show.
To what?
Like, you're talking sports with Randy Harris and Matt McClellan?
Who?
Or Naked Pizza Man?
No, I'll never say that.
But do you know what today is?
Today's Wednesday.
It's 4 years ago today I joined the network.
Really?
It was. It came off my memory timeline.
God, it seems like 10.
It said that today was the first day of joining Talking Sports with Knockout Radio, and that I will probably be joining Knockout or Talking Sports with Randy Harris. And then that I'll probably join.
You put that. I didn't.
No. Well, I think.
I don't think I put that you were going to join. Well,
I can find out. I can go to my memories right now and find out.
All right. So the first commercial ran located across the street from the Trop last night. The Red Sox and Yankees played.
A one-game playoff.
I put a tweet out that it'd be my first game that I've watched all year, and I watched about four pitches.
I did the same thing. About the third inning, I saw the home run go out, the 3-0 lead. I was like, it's over.
Well, what bothers me is, and that's how they suck you in to watch the whole game. The only thing, what I just barely missed, I flipped it on. It was right after Judge got thrown out at home. Stupid. And I understand, you know, the third base coach is thinking the guy coming up the bat can't hit. You know, let's try to steal a run. It takes two perfect throws, which it did. But it kind of is a little bit like Little League base running. You know, when you're playing a team that is really dominating you right now, it's really important. Now, A-Rod needs to learn baseball. I'm just saying.
A-Rod?
A-Rod.
Well, he's a commentator.
Right, but he needs to learn the game.
Oh, what happened?
Okay, so on that play, all right, off the wall in left center.
Okay.
Relays, you know, to the infielder. I don't know if it was the second or shortstop. A BB bullet, perfect, you know, placement of where it is, tags out Judge. So A-Rod says they should have held him up. Then they would have had second and third.
Okay.
I don't know if A-Rod's ever played the game of baseball or if he's ever watched the game of baseball or if he's ever professionally commentated the game of baseball. But if they I don't know. I think we're there. I think we're here.
It's fabulous.
It is. I enjoyed the music.
That was really nice. That was a nice intermission.
It brought me down because I was ranting and raving. And that music kind of brought me down a little. Brought
well, you know, I mean, down. Facebook and Google are always touted as being the best places to work in America, and the way they treat their staff and the ping pong tables and the freedom of not being in cubicles. And
so what happened? Was it yesterday or the day before when it went down?
but Knockout Radio just upped its game. I've thrown in a little intermission music.
We're going to do that from now on. We'll have a little relaxation music.
And for the record, I have the evidence of photo proof. According to Randy Harris on October 6th.
Okay, hold on a second. According to Randy Harris or Randy Harris
posted
said,
by from Randy Harris's Facebook account.
Dang, I lied.
On October 6th, 2017, Matthew McClellan joined the Friday Talking Sports show starting today and looks like he might join Knockout Radio next/God Help Us.
Okay. So at least I threw that. But decision I ever made was going in the Navy where I met my wife, and that, what you just read, could be my worst decision ever.
Now, speaking of Navy, what would make someone more dangerous than having the last name Gracie?
Nothing.
Well, that's not true, because it's now reported that famed MMA fighter's son enlists as an Army Ranger contract. So Hoist Gracie's son, Caden Gracie, 19 years old, has enlisted to be in the 75th Ranger Regiment. So going into as an Army Ranger as a Gracie makes him probably the baddest Ranger of all time.
Here's what I want you to watch.
Except Rambo.
Yeah. John Rambo was a bad dude. You know, I think I'm going to change my dinner for Ford, just so you know.
Really?
Yep, I am.
Is Hoist coming?
No, but Rambo is. Now, I'm going to bring Rocky Balboa, and I'm going to bring John Rambo. I don't want Sly there.
Now, what would the food be? If you're going to have Rambo and you're going to have Rocky, what are you eating? Rations? You eating like MREs?
That would be, you know, you get this exquisite meal and John Rambo's going to say, what's this crap?
Right. He's like, where do I add the water? Or you get the steak from the meat house where he's punching the meat. I mean, you
know,
you got
that,
options.
You know, that really happened.
What is it, a Fuddruckers? So?
No, the story goes that Stallone, the story goes, allegedly, so I don't get sued, allegedly, according to Burt Watson, Sylvester Stallone sat down with Frazier, and Frazier ran the streets. He ran the steps. He punched the meat. I wanted to make sure that I said it right.
Hey, don't want to beat the meat.
I don't want to say the wrong thing. And then he used all of that stuff as well. But so that's a Frazier. And I don't know if you watched Big Brother. I stopped watching it, but Frazier's son was on it.
Oh, okay.
And so the winner, the top two guys, they, you know, everybody lies. Everybody has these secrets. So the guy who won it said, I have a secret. And I didn't watch this. This is what I was told by my wife. But the winner said, I have a secret. My secret is I'm really an attorney. You know, you don't want to tell people that because then they think you don't need the money and whatever. And so George F., or Derek F. or Dusty F. or whatever his name was, because I have a secret too. My dad's Joe Frazier.
Wow.
And they're like, they both were in awe of each other. Like, you're an attorney? That's your dad? Holy crap.
Now, speaking of legendary boxing family members, the celebrity boxing was down in Miami on Saturday night. Yep. And in attendance was Muhammad Ali's wife and son. And so it's nice to see them still connected to the fight game. I mean, obviously their father was a legendary figure that has impacted the world.
Hate the word, yes, a legend.
You hate the word.
I hate the word legend.
Right, because it's overused.
Yes, a legend.
But it's not overused for him.
I don't want to, you know, forget and run out of time. So I want you to YouTube Gracie on Shark Tank. It's the greatest thing ever. Okay. It is hilarious. Okay. So he invents this shirt that when it rains, you can take it off and make, or it's like a jacket that you can take it off and make a backpack.
Okay.
So it's a backpack, and then if it rains, you take it off, and it's a windbreaker. But it's just classic, you know, how his uncle is Hoist, and he talks about that, and then he gets attacked by his brother who takes him down and submits him, and then he goes, Costa Rica called. They want the jacket. It's my favorite, next to maybe when DDP was on.
That's, yeah. But,
all right, a lot of things still to get to. The BJ Penn story, will it happen? We need to talk about the Kevin Holland fight, which we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
a lot of stuff to get to, and we'll do it after the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back. It's all right now. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.